English is a rather boring language, because how many words do we have for love? Just one. The Bible, the New Testament part of the Bible, was written in Greek, and they were much more sensible because they have four words for love, because they want to express in those words different types of love, because there are different types of love, aren't there? So what we're going to do today is have a little bit of a Greek lesson. Do you fancy learning a few words in Greek? Good. See if you can read some of these. And as we look at each word, we're going to think about what type of love it represents and why that type of love is appropriate for today, Remembrance Sunday. There's the first. Can you read that? No? Do you think, can you read it? Sorry? Very good guess. You know, the problem is this is in the Greek alphabet, so we're going to change this into some letters we're more familiar with. Do you think you can pronounce that now? Anyone want to give it a go? Storch, that's a pretty good go. It's actually Storche, I think. I'd probably get it wrong anyway. If there's anyone Greek here, they'll probably say, you got that completely wrong. Storche. Now, Storche refers to parental love. Love that mums, dads, carers, grandparents have for their children or the children in their care. Now, I think this is a very important type of love to think about today. But just to make us think about this type of love, any of you guys looking forward to Christmas? Yeah, I think there's a few. Not that many shopping days left, I'm afraid. Do you think your mums and dads or carers will give you a nice present or a horrible present? Nice? You think it's going to be nice? I think so too. And you know, Jesus once said, when he was talking about God the Father's great goodness, he says, look, you human parents know how to give good gifts to your children. And he said, picture the scene. Imagine sitting at the breakfast table. And you're thinking, you know what? I really fancy a boiled egg. Dad, can I have a boiled egg? Would he bring out a boiled scorpion instead? No, of course not. Parents know how to give good gifts to their children, because they love their children. And I've got a picture here of a mother who loves her grown-up son there. And he's going off to fight in the First World War. Now just think about that poor mother. Her heart must have been breaking. She'd given all these good gifts to her son, and now he was going off to war. Would he come back alive at all? We don't know. But there was other sacrifices. This is a grown-up child. This is a picture from the Second World War. Do you know what's going on here? Because there were so many bombs falling on our cities, it was decided that lots of little children would have to go out to the country. So their mums would say goodbye at the train station, and all the children were piled in, and they went out and they had to stay with strangers in the countryside to keep them safe. So again, think of those children and those parents having to say goodbye, not knowing how long it was going to be till they saw each other again. This is what war does to people. It's very sad. But these people went through this to make sure that we didn't have to go through it. Next word for love. Oh, it's a bit of a peculiar one. Let's bring up the English letters. Anyone try and pronounce that? What do you think? Eros, very good. And this refers to romantic love. Now, any of you guys got a girlfriend? Don't be honest. Yeah, you maybe one. Do most of you think guys think that girls are a bit yuck at the moment? No? One day, you're looking a bit embarrassed now, I won't embarrass you. One day you will find that girls are wonderful, and young girls here will find, you don't have to look too, I can see some girls over there. Believe it or not, one day you'll think boys are wonderful. And you fall in love and you want to get married. And what picture do I have here? Well, here we have lots of brave soldiers going off to war, and they're having to say goodbye to their wives and their sweethearts. And just like that previous picture, how awful that must have been, not knowing whether they're going to see their loved ones again. Some of the people staying behind in cities might have lost their life in bombing. The men there going off to war might lose their lives, and an awful telegram might have arrived to say, I'm sorry, but your husband has died. So very, very kind of sad. And I always remember my grandmother, my Nana, telling me she got married in 1938, that was a long time ago, and my mother was born in 1939, just 2 months before the Second World War started. My grandfather went away. And he was away really for 6 years. Which is my next uncle, my mother's next brother is 7 years younger. But my nana said she had to live without her husband for all that time, sheltering under the stairs as the bombs fell in Belfast, trying to protect my mother. What a horrible thing to have to go through. And again, would my grandfather come back? He did, I'm glad to say. But he had to go through awful battles in France and in Africa. So we remember today the sacrifice these people made, and that word, eros. Now we come to the next one. It's very peculiar. Any guy want to try that? Do you want to try that? Very good. PH together would make ph. Do you want to have a go? Go on then. Phileo. Phileo. Now this refers to brotherly love. Have you got any good mates? I mean, you look like quite a good gang. Do you all get on? Yeah? You'll do anything for each other? Well, that's brotherly love. And often what happens in war is people get particularly close and will do anything for each other. I've been watching a very distressing series of 10 programmes on iPlayer all about the Vietnam War. And I didn't know that much about it. But I was appalled at how many atrocities were done on both sides. Well, all sides. It was so complicated. It was a disaster. But one thing stood out. And the North Vietnamese said this of the Americans. The Americans would not leave a wounded soldier out on the battlefield. If they were alive, they would risk their lives in going to bring back their brother in arms. And I think that is just an amazing show of brotherly love. It shows commitment to one another. And although that was such an awful war, and that this picture isn't taken from that war, but it shows brave Marines who have gone back for their friend. I think we could all learn from that example, Phileo. We live in this community of Elmswell. Sometimes there might be frictions, but we just need to know that brotherly love means we get beyond that. We can have differences without fighting. We need to learn from this example of brotherly love. Otherwise, these guys would die for nothing. So let's learn about brotherly love, and Jean has already mentioned it in her prayers. What a wonderful outpouring of brotherly love yesterday as people came to our aid and helped with our roof disaster. The final word for love, probably the most important. Anyone want to have a go? Somebody hasn't had a go yet, maybe? Do one of you guys want to have a go over there? Can you see it? Do you want to shout out what you think it might be? Any of you guys? You're really... Go on. Very good. Okay, there's agape. Now slightly different. Agape. Now, agape is a very important type of love because this is sacrificial love. This is love shown when it hurts and costs. So imagine you're going to be playing for your football side, your football team for school, and you really, really want to play. And there's somebody there, and you don't even really particularly like that person. You find it difficult to get on with. Imagine saying, they also want to play. I will sacrifice my place on the football team so they can play. That's costly love. It hurts. And agape is costly love. And we remember agape today because we remember brave people who have died in conflict so that we might have peace. They lay down their lives for us. Or they had broken families for us so that we might have peace. The most famous act of agape love that we look to, of course, is Jesus. We're here in church and Christians believe that Jesus sacrificed himself for us so that we might have eternal life. He sacrificed himself for all the things we do wrong so that we might not just die and perish, but have life forever. That's what Christians believe. But we also look to Jesus not only as the one who saves us from eternal death and sin, we also look to Jesus as our example. And Christians are to follow in his footsteps. Sometimes love is costly. We have to give up something we really want, but we know it's the right thing to do. That is sacrificial love. That is agape love. In a moment, we're going to come to the words of commitment. And really, that sums up both phileo and agape. Standing up for what is right, standing up, even if it hurts us, for the benefit of others. But let me say a little prayer, and then we'll say these words together. Father God, we do thank you for those four words of love, for family and all that they mean to us, for all that they have done for us, for friends. But also we thank you for the Lord Jesus, who saves us from this evil present age, so that we might have peace forever in his kingdom. But we look to his example today, and the example of all who have laid down their lives for us in war. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for those people who have sacrificed themselves for us. May we appreciate what they've done for us and follow their example. Amen. So can I invite everyone now to stand for the act of commitment? So let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace? We will. Will you seek to heal the wounds of war? We will. Will you work for a just future for humanity? We will. So, merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage and mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer. Amen. Our closing song of praise, 428, Lord, 40 years.